We're glad to have you here.
Please, okay.
Brett, will you please?
Yeah.
Anything you say? Yeah. Go ahead, ask me a question.
Did you?
Yeah. I have a secret document that I think you need to say.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
But so, and the reason why it's named the fifth of something is because we don't know a lot about a few things. We know a little bit about everything. You know what I mean? So
okay,
you can
true.
Put us in any situation and we could talk about it. Mm. Anyway, so that's a little bit about a fifth of something. So right now, what we're doing is wanted to kind of start this series where we're having women come on that's doing things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so doing things in this world.
Right. Mm. Trying to make some moves, or not trying to, that's making some moves. Mm. We're not going to say try, because when you try, a lot of times you give up. We're not going to try.
We're doing it.
And so you the first guest. We wanted to have you on.
I'm the first female on a Friday. On the after school.
You the first. You the first after school.
It reminds me of like
Chanel Bracey, y'all. Y'all hear that first?
It reminds me of like 106 in Park. You know, I used to come after school.
Right. Mm. Exactly. You know,
I was like 6:30. I did.
Yeah. So we don't just. I just want to just dive on in real quick and tell us a little bit about you. Who is Miss Chanel?
All right.
Let me get some of that information.
Radio host, 89.3 FM, Reggae Zone, Dallas.
Yep.
Also, I'm a, hand clap.
Yep, that's enough.
My reggae people, then I'm, you know, I'm a drum percussionist. And if I didn't break that down to
yeah, I was about to ask you too.
You know what that is. So I play drums at special events.
Okay.
So, you know, parties, clubs, festivals, concerts.
Right.
You know, play with DJs, play with rappers and singers, you know. And then just the word drum percussionist, that just means like I play drums like a drum set. But I just.
Is it a full drum set?
No, it's timbales.
What is that?
Like a Spanish instrument. You stand up and play it. But I play it to any genre. So it doesn't matter what the song is, what kind of music it is, I'm going to play to it no matter what.
So is it one drum?
It's two drums.
So it's two drums. Is it? How do you wear it?
Mm-mm. You just
stand in front of
stand behind. I stand behind it.
Oh, I said stand in front of. You can't
stand. Look, I'll be playing. Play like, you got me playing backwards.
You're like, God damn, she bad as a motherfucker.
I'll be like this.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I can talk about it a little bit. All I can say is that the one I'm working on now, we're going to film a little bit in Houston.
Okay.
And there's going to be a lot of Dallas actors
she's
in
like,
there. I got to watch what I say.
Right.
But I know it's going to be, you know, a lot of action, adventure type of movie.
Okay.
So that's all I can say. That's okay. But I get to play myself. I get to play drums in the movie. So I'm going to play Chanel. Like, I'm not going to play no other character.
Oh, you play
so
it.
That should be easy. Yeah.
You can't mess that up.
Yeah. I can't mess that up. If I mess that up, then I'm horrible.
Yeah, you don't need to act no more.
I don't need to act no more.
Never.
Well, never again. Right. Never again. Exactly.
Is it a local director or the director's out of. Where are they located?
He's a Houston director. We're going to be filming in Dallas and in Houston.
Okay.
And then what's the movie that you were recently in?
It was a short film. Same director. It's called Abstain. Yeah, I had a lead role in that one. So
nice. Look at you. Check you out.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I seen it, what was it, a couple weeks ago?
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Come on, give it to me.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so one.
Yeah, let's see.
One is called Heavy. That's on Tubi and Prime.
Hey, Mr. Reed, it's time to go. You know if friends knew you were here,
they'd do what?
Kill me? Now you know how I get down. Body for body.
Okay, and heavy. All yeah. right.
And then, I got watch a few lines tonight. In that one. Just a small part. Sorry.
What is your part?
Oh, what's the role? I was a Nightwalker, man.
Oh,
Nightwalker, look.
Hey,
I'm not even gonna lie.
You gotta walk before you crawl, right? No,
I'm not even gonna lie.
Crawl before you walk, but in your case, you gotta walk. But that Nightwalker, is that just a clean way of saying prostitute?
Yeah, pretty much.
Not pretty much. It's either yes or no.
Yeah.
Okay. So you was a hoe for show.
For show.
And then there's a movie called Forbidden Daughter. Yep. That's on Peacock. That's pretty cool. I don't have any lines in that one. I'm just a party girl in that one.
Come on, call me boss, man.
You want to come in?
How you doing?
You meet new people and new friends. But family.
Okay. Did you see me in the club scene? That's then there's nice. One called Poison Candy Club Scene.
One day you're going to fall in love with one of them clients.
That's on Prime TV. And there's one on Netflix. I did this one a long time ago called Bad Kids Go to Hell. Yep. And I'll play the extra in that one. But that's on Netflix. That's pretty cool.
Bad
and then,
Kids Go to Hell.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, that's nice.
And there's one more called Knee Deep. They didn't release it yet, but I'm in that one. I have lines. I'm an FBI agent in that one. So I think that one's pretty cool.
Did you have boots on in that one?
You said what?
Did you have boots on
in
that
one? You know, you are. I was the FBI with boots.
I was the FBI.
Well, you know what? Nah, not all of them. Bad Kids Go to Hell. Nah, I don't think I had boots. I just had regular shoes.
Was there one of the sets that you had more fun on?
Ooh, now, that's a good question. Okay. I would say, that's a really good question. Okay, let me say this. The Knee Deep, which is not out yet, I would say that was really exciting because like I kind of felt like I was like I was really trying to tell them stand still, you really got into the character. Yeah, that was cool. I got chills and everything. I'm like, oh man, I felt like a cop. Like I really felt like.
Do you do anything to like get yourself ready for roles whenever you? Well, especially that role because that was a speaking role, so that was like a big deal.
I ain't gonna lie, that was on the spot. I got those lines on the spot.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. So I didn't mean it. I just had to get myself in that mindset. Like, hey. Right then and there, basically. There was no time to prepare.
I got it read. Y'all want me to read this? Okay. Shamila would have a hard time with that. Shamila's not good with words.
Let me try to do.
She's not good at words. We figured that out last week. Let me see if you get this, because I mean we were
trying to get out like you need hooked on phonics. That's what
I just hooked on something shit because I was like, wait a minute, I just gave up.
Oh,
so
man,
what is the one word that's spelled incorrectly in the dictionary?
Well, how is that even possible? I thought all words were spelled correctly in the dictionary. Am I wrong?
You give me a Shamila answer.
I guess I gave you a Shamila answer because I thought they were all right.
The word
that's just the answer.
All the words in the dictionary are spelled correctly. The one word that's spelled incorrectly is the word incorrectly.
Oh, that's what I was supposed to say?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Well, I guess you got me.
I got
you. Bam. Oh, wait, look, I got something. Okay, look.
You got one for me? Let me have it.
I just learned this word today. I bet you don't know what it means.
What?
You probably don't know how to spell it. Shoot, I probably don't know how to spell it either. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, you pronounce it.
Do you know how to pronounce it?
Wait, let me think. Where's my phone? Wait, hold on. Get ready, y'all.
Get it.
Boom. Oh, no, I got it.
Hey, Woody, let me hear it.
It's pusillanimous.
That sounds delicious.
You gotta guess what it means.
That word sounds great.
I knew he would say something like that. You're nasty. Just get out. You're fired.
And does that come with a side of rice?
No.
So if you are pusillanimous, you are lacking courage. You don't have determination. You're cowardly.
You pigeon-hearted pusillanimous weasel. And I put you in your place.
Pusillanimous. Has anybody heard that word before?
Let's see. Pusillanimous.
Pusillanimous, yes. I literally heard it today. The first time in my entire life.
Yeah, this is the first time I've heard it, too.
It's like the opposite of confidence. Now, you down? You think you can get it? I guess.
Say the word again.
She was pusillanimous because she wasn't confident about what she received.
Or do you say receive?
Yeah, her.
I mean, we don't know.
It's like being a scaredy cat. Like, you know, like you don't have,
oh,
you lack
like
confidence.
Being a pussycat.
So
like a lack of confidence.
That's short for pussy then.
I guess you know. Pusillanimous.
It is.
Pussy
it
probably came from the word pusillanimous. It probably did.
So you think that pussy is a nickname?
Probably. You never know. Yes.
But pusillanimous.
It sounds like it. Pusillanimous. Pussy. I'm just saying.
You know what I'm at.
We're not talking about that, y'all. We're talking about the cat. We're talking about the cat that
no, okay, well, he don't have a cat. You know how they say scary cat, pussy cat.
Yeah, pussy cat.
Pussylanimous right, means
but cat. I understand. But do you think the word pussy cat came before the word, or I mean, after the word pussylanimous? What is it? Pussylanimous?
It's,
yeah.
It's pussylanimous.
See, look. She, pussy.
No, that's not how you say it.
It's pussylanimous. That's what it's
okay, pussylanimous. Come on now, that this shit don't make no damn sense.
I said it. No, pussylanimous. How you gonna say it?
Okay. Well, I want you to say it the right way.
Y'all.
So
lack of confidence. How do you know the right way?
I don't know.
I just told you the word today.
I just learned the word
know
about
the word. How you gonna sit here and tell because, us the meaning because, everything you just learned?
Because exactly. When she first said it, it wasn't pussylanimous. It was puss. Manus or something.
Pussylanimous.
See, and then that went from puss to pussy malaminous. Right?
You adding extra syllables.
You add an extra
word. Adding extra
you called it pussy malaminous.
Y'all both add an extra.
You literally broke the word down by saying. But now I know that word pussy is an abbreviation, is a nickname for.
Hey, this is all theories. I don't know if it's a nickname for the word pussy. I'm guessing.
No, Shamila co-signed on that one.
It sounds believable.
That's just what I think. And yeah, I think sounds believable. We're just making an ass.
So I was watching something. I watch TV a lot. You know, I'm a TV person for some reason. I like to get all this information from everything.
Okay.
So I was watching the show, and they had this game on it called...
Called what? I'm excited.
It's called Let's Get Deep.
Okay. Oh, I love getting deep. See? I love getting deep. I had deep conversations earlier today. That's how I learned pussylanimous.
Yeah, you're right. And then you know what? And then we just had a very deep conversation about pussylanimous, too. No, but so we have these questions, right? So we got icebreaker, we have deep, then we have deeper.
Okay.
So
okay. I'm kind of nervous
you
now. Want,
you take
the icebreaker because
you take the icebreaker, so we can kind of see how to question.
Okay, let's do icebreaker. This is fun. Oh my god, it's exciting.
And then, you see the game just came. So
I'm excited.
I know. You know, they have this little thing that goes around it like bubble gum.
Yeah, whatever.
I like that too, bubble gum.
Bubble gum's delicious.
Bubble gum's delicious. The pink kind. Which one?
Like Bubblicious. Yeah. You know, my nickname used to be Bubblicious when I was a kid.
Really? Why?
Because I used to have big cheeks.
So oh, yeah.
My aunt used to think that I was blowing bubbles.
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah.
All right, we're
going to
play these
cards. While Shamila's opening up all of these packages, I'm going to ask you a question.
I ain't opening them all. I'm opening this one.
Why are you dealing them? It's not like you're going to pass them out. They're not in order.
You got to mix them up.
Mix them up.
Some good ones.
So, let me ask you a question.
I'm nervous. Do I just take one or take the whole stack? One. What is that, wine? Y'all drinking wine over here? What is that?
I don't drink.
Oh, I don't drink either. I think you knew that. I think I told you that.
Yeah, you told me. You said you were going to tell me why.
Out of a camera cup, y'all. Y'all see this? Show everybody. Wait, let me record this because you showed me bougie things, man, that I ain't seen before.
Yeah, this is just camera my cup.
Look,
my lens cup.
His lens cup. That's nice though. That's nice.
Yeah.
Shamila got the poodle. Okay.
You know,
what kind of dog is this? My mom was asking, and I'm like, I don't know.
He is a miniature golden doodle.
And then I'll lick my butt and chew my leg some more. Then I lay upside down right on the bathroom floor. And then lay the same way right by the downstairs door. Into the couch where I've always been.
Miniature golden doodle. There's nothing gold on him, though. That one right there? That's the golden doodle?
Mm-hmm.
What?
He's a white golden.
Just a white doodle.
He's albino.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
And he's real for all those who thought that it was fake. Maybe so. Look at his teeth.
Yeah, he got that just one relax, that one it. That sticks up. Mildred, she's a silver chocolate schnauzer miniature.
Mildred,
yeah, okay. That's her name. That's Mildred, and that's Stanley.
The old school name, right? That's an old school name right there, Mildred. That's
those
that's
my
old school right there.
Those are my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
What's her question? What you got there?
All right, so what do you think is the coolest accent to have?
Ooh, French.
That would be nice.
French accents are nice. I've been to Paris. I like it.
Busy.
Oh, you like
let me hear it.
You do a British accent.
I said I used to. You
go
hear
ahead.
Me?
Show us what you got.
No, I'm a little.
Show us your Harry Potter.
It's Balenciaga, not Balenciaga.
Whole like train of them. Okay. I think that's how you say it. Right?
What the hell is going on right now?
What was that? What?
Motorcycles were outside.
Yeah, like they're having like a whole bike parade. Just
damn,
right there.
Did you not just hear all that?
Yeah.
Oh. If I have this,
I'm just saying what I didn't know what it was.
If you had a child and they wanted to try hallucinogens, would you allow them?
I'm gonna say I don't feel it's a. I don't. They call it a hallucinogen,
right?
But I feel like it's not a hallucinogen. I feel like it's a. First of all, it's a natural plant,
and
it's an
eye-opener.
And it's something that literally just opens up. It removes the filter. That's there that you already have, and once it removes that filter, it lets you see the actual reality in front of you that you haven't seen without it. If that makes sense, mm-hmm. So it lets you see other dimensions that's there that you didn't see when you was on the plant. So when you take it, you're seeing real life. So I don't think it's a hallucinogen. You're seeing actual reality.
But would you allow your children to do that?
I guess maybe depending on the age, maybe, and if they would have to be super prepared. You gotta be super prepared before you do any. And they, spiritual and, plant herb.
And they would have to do it at home. They would have to do it with you, though. You know what? Growing up, my dad used to always tell me, never step out of character. Meaning if you're hot, you never show it. If you're cold, you never show. And so if my character is kind of, you know, tilted a certain way, I put it in the right spot. And I level myself out always. So if I'm, like when you told me last week that I looked like I was over the top or whatever, I kind of started saying, oh, let me. You remember on Friday like, when he
no,
was like.
No, you were not over the top, but you just look real.
Still look hot?
For real? Nah, I'm cool. I still look hot.
If you go on a first date with somebody, all okay? Right. Mm-hmm. So on a first date, who should pay on that first date?
Well,
should the guy pay? Or should you split it? What should happen there?
Literally had this conversation not too long ago at the radio station. I literally had.
Oh, you did?
Why would split?
We had the same.
Okay, so then what will be your
topic?
Then that means you know the answer to this. So, there's no right or wrong answer. Yeah, but what would you?
No right or wrong.
So what would you say? What would you think?
It all depends on who asked who. So if the guy asked the girl, "You want to go out with me?" and he likes her in that way,
right,
then yeah, it would be a gentleman to pay for the first meal.
Okay.
If the girl asked the guy out and initiated, then maybe, you know, maybe she should pay, you know.
But why you say maybe? Because you say
whoever initiated it.
So you think
most likely the guy's gonna ask you first.
Not necessarily,
but no, but that's not always the case, and we're used to that, then that's why we think that the men should pay first.
Whoever offered.
Hold on, I even have friends that are like, even if it's me, so me and you were friends, and I ask you, oh, you want to go have a drink?
Yeah.
I pay for your drink.
Yeah, because you asked
different girlfriends.
No, with guys too.
But on the flip side to that, a woman is not going to, because I've had people that have asked me on dates before, and I still had to pay.
But I will say this, though.
Like, but if someone I was already dating, if I'm dating someone, I'm like, you know, I want to take you out. I would pay for the
different.
Whole thing.
That's different, though.
So, look, when it's a...
If I'm saying I want to take you out, I'm paying. That's how I've always been.
If you know the person.
Yeah.
Okay. But wait.
I'm talking about a date, too.
What is a date, too? Okay.
But not a first date. But you would
never... I've never asked someone on a first date.
You said you never what?
Well, I mean, not like that.
Wait, say that again. You said you never what?
I didn't have to do that.
I will say this. If the person, if the two people don't like each other, like
they shouldn't be going out.
It's a different story. But no, sometimes you may
they shouldn't be there in the first place.
You may not know till after the date is over. So then at that point you should split the bill.
This is kind of going off of what we had on that conversation the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, about being a date.
Yeah. Would it be a date if I just said, hey, let's go grab a bite to eat real quick? Would that just be us going, just having a bite to eat, or is that a date? And in that case, do I pay? Do you pay? I ask you, as friends, hey, let's go grab a bite to eat.
Yeah.
So how does that
work? If y'all are friends and there's no intentions on trying to date that person, then No, you don't have to pay. Y'all can split it because y'all are just friends. There's no expectations.
But on a first date, there are really no expectations either. You don't know how that. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Well, you're asking me on a date for a reason.
But yeah, if the guy is showing interest, if the guy or the girl is showing interest, they let you know they like you like that, then it is kind of expected for that person to pay if they like you like that. Think about it. They're trying to impress that person. So if I say, hey, let me take you on a date because, you know, I'm kind of interested in dating you further, and I didn't pay, that's going to look hella corny.
You as a female or me as a man?
I would say kind of like both in a way.
So either way.
Depend on who asks who. If you show that you like that person.
So whoever asks the person on the date should pay for the date. Is that what you're saying?
And if you show an interest that you like that person.
If you're in a relationship or you're married or something like that and you guys sharing funds and sharing financials, that it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter at that point because all the money is in the same spot. You know, I do believe that if you're single and you're out dating, like you said, if you're interested in someone, a man should pay all the time.
Okay.
That's just what I
think. That's what you think, yeah. I'm not going to disagree. I mean, if they really like that person, they're trying to impress that girl, then why not?
Not even if they're trying to impress them.
No, it's just...
That's why I said if I just called and said, hey, let's go grab a bite.
That's not a date. That's a hangout. That's completely different. That's not even a date.
We agreed. And that's what we were... We had a conversation Sunday? Okay, Sunday on the show with someone that said that no matter what, you invite somebody out with you,
opposite sex.
No,
same sex. Yeah, hey, it doesn't matter. We've been friends for 11
and
years.
It's still a date.
I want to go. Yeah. We're going on a date.
He said whenever he comes into town, that we going on a date. And I said,
that's
bullshit.
That's hilarious.
$35,000 cash money.
No, I get $35,000 plus one, right?
The one I gave.
No, you gave me six, though, right?
That
was one. I had one. It was six. And $35,000 plus one plus six leaves seven. $35,000 and seven, right? Motherfucker, can you buy that?
Nigga, next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah?
It's a hangout. I call it hangout. If I don't like you, you don't like me. And even if you like me and I don't like you, it is a hangout, mister.
Okay, so let's do
the hangout.
So let me ask you this. So in a situation like that, if the guy is interested in you and you are not interested in the guy, then who pays?
But that is either or. There is no, I can't answer that.
You were hungry. You wanted something neat.
Well, if you hungry, then you expecting him to pay.
That's true.
Women do that all the time.
All the time. I know.
They want a meal. They want a dinner.
If someone likes me and I don't like them, and they ask me out,
would you go?
And they offered. I mean, it's the same concept though. Like if whoever does the asking, if you ask me out, then yeah, it is expected for you to pay because you invited me out.
But you don't think that's leading that guy on? By him thinking,
not if you tell him multiple times, I don't like you like that.
Because he's trying to, but he's still trying to impress you.
This is what I learned.
What?
I feel like, I've done this too. Because I'm like, oh, he's a nice guy. But then I know inside I don't like someone. I try to force myself to like someone because they're nice.
Right.
But if you know you don't like someone, it's just best to just leave alone. It's for you, for yourself and for that person.
Yeah, she's low key right. Unless they totally understand.
Because I feel like it's irresponsible to keep going out with someone because even if you tell them you don't like them, but you're still going out with them, they still think it's a chance.
Yeah,
you guys,
that's why I was. Some people understand though. Some people understand.
No, we are guys. We are.
No, I have friends who are just friends. They understand we're just friends.
Oh no, that yes, but I'm talking about. In the situation that Shamila was just referring to, if someone likes you and you don't like that person and they keep trying, they do whatever they can to keep trying. But in a situation like that,
if you keep hanging out with them, they are going to think if there's some kind of possibility.
Right. And if you let them pay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you say I don't like you. It's like, you know what? I think I'm gonna win this person over because they're still hanging out with me.
But there's some, and
they're doing it on purpose. They're taking you to nice places to eat. They're taking you out to nice balls and all this
extravagant shit because they're trying to impress you to say this is how we're gonna be living, baby.
That's fine, but it's so you can't say all.
What's up with this?
This is my daddy.
You can't say all guys. You can't say all guys. 100%. No. But you can say most, but not all. I can't agree with that. Not all. Because I know people. I have guy friends who know that it will never happen, and we still cool.
Right. But that's
they don't try. They don't try. That's cool friends.
That's different. Do they like you though?
They ain't said nothing, so
right, because that's and they probably and do, but they know that line. But see, this is the thing. If I got somebody that I'm going out with, I like this girl. All right, I like her.
Ooh.
And she just don't like me. She like everybody else over here. Mm. But she don't like me.
Mm.
But I keep trying to do all of this stuff. I'm taking her to the opera. I'm taking her to see Bobby Brown. I done unburied Whitney Houston, made her ass sing. I'm doing everything I can to impress her.
Wait, you say Whitney Houston? Wait, you show her Whitney Houston?
Whitney Houston.
The movie or the actual movie?
No, he said he unburied her.
I done unburied her.
You unburied Whitney Houston? Oh, Lord.
Yes, because I am really trying to impress this woman.
You doing all that. Sheesh.
I'm doing
you
everything.
You doing all that. I'm calling the police.
Run.
Start leaving.
Run, child.
But I'm saying I'm doing all of this stuff. I'm flooding you. I'm sending you flowers. I'm taking you to dinners. I'm doing all of this stuff. And you're coming. You're allowing me to pay. At the end of the night, I'm trying to give you a kiss or whatever, and you're like, no, I don't. But then I'm calling you next week, and you still coming. Now, don't get me wrong. Okay. Me, I'm dumb because I'm like, damn, not this week. Next week.
I do agree at some point. Yes, I've been in a couple experiences where, yes, if the guy is still insisting and they're showing you like they still, like they're actually showing you and giving you hints they still like you like that, then yeah, it might be best to kind of like, I don't want to say cut them off completely,
no,
but
kind of
be distant because they're not getting it.
Yeah.
But there are some guys who get it, and they're not like those other guys who keep on. Sure. Oh yeah, one day was this hope.
Oh, yeah,
not
yeah,
every
yeah.
guy's not every guy's like that. But I do agree with you. If the guy is still persistent, even though you told him 100,000 times it ain't happening, bruh.
Right.
Then yeah, it's probably best to just
let him go.
Because you're gonna keep on. They're gonna think in their head, oh yeah, I got her. But really, you don't got me.
Yeah, right. It's always hanging on to that last little bit of hope.
Yeah. So it is. Yeah. It is best to just kind of start straying away.
Just let him go.
That way, all that hope is gone. Cause yeah.
So I guess that if he asks you to go to dinner, you got to just say no. You know that feeling that you get whenever a guy comes up and talks to you?
It's a good feeling.
Guess what?
When you like him,
guy gets the same feeling when a woman comes up and talks.
I'm pretty sure they do.
And so
I'm pretty sure.
And then you know what? If you walk up to a guy, and you are attractive. And you walked up to a guy and basically threw yourself at that guy, you won.
But some guys don't like that. I've talked to guys that told me that too. They don't like aggression.
That guy lied to you.
Nope. Some guys have preferences. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna tell you something. I guarantee you. If you have 10 guys standing right here, and you ask them, "Hey man, if a woman walked up to you and asked you or tried to hit on you, how would you feel about it?" They'd be like, I would like that, because that's that woman. That's whenever a woman comes up to you and basically tells you what she wants. That's sexy. That's an attractive trait.
Okay, to you.
You know what I mean? Right. To me.
You say a guy likes a female to approach him. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What about a guy who is used to girls coming up to him all the time? So they may not like that. They might like a female where they have to chase the female because they want that challenge, because they get the girls all the time. So in that aspect, a guy wouldn't want an aggressor.
Let me tell you why.
Sometimes you get tired of too much of something, and you get tired of the chick.
Maybe
if someone keeps telling you no, when the fuck do you keep?
Oh, you're gonna eventually stop. Well, yeah,
why,
but and no, if you get,
how long does that chase?
So why do we normalize that anyway?
Normalize what?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think it's normal for someone to keep going after one person that keeps saying no to them.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. Yeah,
and we think like, oh, he's chasing me like that. I don't like that.
Yeah,
if I'm saying no, it means no. And you keep trying to talk to me like now, it's kind of aggressive. Like it's just too much.
Yeah. Right. At some point, you have to say no. I mean, you got to stop. Right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Just like when a guy is getting too many groupies or girls coming up to them all the time, eventually they're going to want that to stop and they want to chase.
Right, but they don't want to chase. You know why different. They don't want to chase? Because if you are constantly telling me no.
Read my question. Go ahead.
No. If you're constantly telling me no, and I know for a fact that I can go to this girl over here and get what I want, I'm gone. I ain't got time for you no more. I'm gonna give you a little bit of time.
Yeah, in that aspect.
I'll chase you because I do like the chase. Yeah. I'll chase you, but for how long?
I don't know how long when you get tired.
But I mean, if you like, if you anyone,
period. But what about the, right, but I'm about saying, the guy? Wait, but you gotta feel empathy for the guys who get girls all the time. They're tired of getting girls all the time, so now they want to chase. What about those guys?
Why the fuck am I gonna chase you?
I don't think, but don't take chase too literally. Like, just chase as in, like, go after the girl because you like her, like that. Like, one approach. Well, like, approach. That's what I meant.
Oh, you mean talking about at the beginning?
Yeah, like approach.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking you're saying
you're doing a marathon, man.
No.
With the T Rex arm.
Right. He's like, hey, where you going? Where you going? You were saying was the chase, what? Okay, so that's my fault. So, my bad.
I mean, nah, you good. You good. I mean, it all ties into one. I mean, like, when you do with a chase, and someone says saying no, you're gonna just stop. But I mean, you don't want to get you don't want to be so open either though. Like, if someone asks you for a date, you don't be so too available all the time, and you know, seem desperate. You know, don't give them too much right away. Like, you might be busy, so you know you'd be like, okay, let's do it on this day instead of that day. Don't be so easy.
Eager.
You know,
who the woman or the man?
The woman or the man? Yeah, don't be desperate. Like, dude, like, you good with your own life? You're good by yourself. Don't show that you need somebody because you don't.
Like that, and it was a turn off.
It's a turn off.
But everyone needs somebody.
And he got mad.
Do they? Because I'm a nun, so I'm good.
No, you do need somebody.
Eventually.
You
think you'll never need anyone?
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
Now. Oh, come on now. Everyone.
I'm a nun.
Everyone.
I'm a nun.
I mean, hey.
Where's the camera? I'm a nun.
Honestly, sometimes you do get in that space.
I'm a nun.
I'm over here.
No, right here.
He's right there. I thought it was right there in the window.
Yeah, a nun. No, you're a nun.
No.
Anyway.
Are you a nun?
There's some people who actually, I've read articles. I did research. There's some people who actually, they are good with just being by themselves the rest of their lives. Now, yes. I'm not gonna say I'm gonna be by myself the rest of my life, but I'm saying I'm good by myself. Like, I don't.
The thing is, someone coming to your life is an addition.
Oh, and it could be.
So
that's
it's
fine.
Like, I'm good. Like, okay, I'm good. I'm happy by myself.
Yeah,
I don't need someone to make me happy.
Yeah, I don't need someone to make me happy. Correct.
Right. But if someone comes in, that's an addition they bring.
Yeah, if they add happiness when I'm already happy.
Yeah, misery, you got to go.
Then you got to go. Look, because life is already crazy and annoying as it is right now. So if you add in drama to my life, I'm cutting you off. Cutting you off. Cutting you off. Cut. Cut that. Remember that song by, what's that guy's name?
It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
We gonna
after
end this
school program. This is what?
This is late night program. But Chanel, hey Chanel, we really appreciate you coming on. We want you to come on again and be happy.
I'm about to cheat the sack of baby.
That your love can make it better.
So what about the plastic bag of lady?
Hey, so you gotta show these boots.
Well, it was kind of dirty. I'll show you a little bit. Half of it.
We don't want you to hurt yourself. We don't want you to hurt yourself.
Okay, I'm done. I know, like, right. I don't want to hurt myself.
That was good. And
thank you for watching A Fifth of Something. We'll see you next week.